At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, here we go. Attaboy, Jacob. Don't you feel better about yourself, Jacob?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, come on. How could you not? How could you not? Do you guys smell popcorn? Why?
No, I don't know. I'm just curious. I feel like I smell popcorn.
Is that code?
No, it's no code.
Doug's eating popcorn right there.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
There we go, Doug.
Doug Lane, thank you so much for all your excellence and your hard work getting us on the air. I almost had to break a window to get in the studio, but we didn't, thanks to Doug Lane.
We thought about it, though.
Yeah, we did, because we needed to do this show. We need to breathe, right?
We weren't going to go two straight weeks after the Devers trade.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry that I went on the West Coast.
Listen, Rob, it's your fault for going on the West Coast, but as long as you have accountability.
Yeah. I mean, where was I? I can't remember where I was. I was interviewing a bunch of Washington Nationals or something.
You were in L.A.
I know. Who was it? What's his name? The kid who's hitting all the
James Wood?
James Wood.
James Wood.
Interviewing him.
A monster.
Yeah.
Absolute monster.
Yeah, interviewing
Imagine
him
in the middle of this lineup. That'd be cool.
Can they trade for him?
They could try.
Which, by the way, it was a good get from Tim Healy talking to Boris about the Bregman thing. Number one, it was a good get by him. Number two, no kidding. Number three, but also, like people who like said, I don't know who said this. I don't think Will Fleming did say this. I think that when Boris was there to negotiate. Boris is there every single day. I saw Boris like this is on me for not talking.
He has a box down there, right?
Yeah,
he's got something.
There was a game. I was watching the game on TV when I got home that day, game on Wednesday. And every time they showed someone in the batter's box, like Boris's face is right behind him. But
great picture.
My point is that the one that I would, and I tweeted this, the one that I would say, well, maybe there's a chance. I saw Mike Rizzo, the Nationals GM, up in the Dodger Stadium press box. Mike Rizzo, I would make the flight out to talk about with James Wood. James Wood is a guy you just say, we'll give you whatever you want. We'll break any record you want.
And do it
ASAP.
To get
an extension done.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's a monster.
Yeah.
He is incredible.
So anyway, 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Derek in Vermont. Hey, Derek, how are you? Derek, you there?
Quick.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry, I have really bad service in Vermont. So,
it's all good.
I apologize. But I just want to say how much I love Baseball is Boring podcast as well as your show here. But I just wanted to say a good idea for a bumper sticker, and it might get Brizzle's attention, is when your husband or wife asks you at night, why are you so sad, is your answer the Red Sox? Just start handing those out all over the city.
Gordo's already have them. He made those up.
I bought 1,500 of those the other day.
Yeah, okay. Bad news. Okay. Gordo trademarked that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get one of those and just start throwing them on everything. But I just want to say how much I love your show, guys.
Thanks, Derek. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Again, at BB isn't boring. At BB isn't boring. Every single day. We had a tidal wave of interviews. Well, we do it every day anyway. Dylan Cease is one of my favorites, so. Dylan Cease is great. By the way, they could trade for him.
They could trade for
contract
him.
Contract year. Not a great year. Who knows? All right. Well, so when we look at this team going forward, and I don't know. We can talk about the Devers. Keep talking about the Devers thing, too. It is kind of weird when we look at the Rafael Devers, when we look back at that week of how crazy everything was, and, you know, we're talking about AI story, like AI interview stories.
Yeah.
I mean, if we can we just like pause for a second to say, sometimes in life, you look back at things and say, what were we, what were people, not we, but what were people doing? Like, what is happening? Like, I had to go up to Greg Breslow and get clarifications on how they interview $20,000 a year jobs.
And this is a day or two after they trade Devers, right. And you're asking
I'll say this about
that.
Breslow. He's been available. He was available in Seattle yesterday. We know, like, he did a million interviews on the field. So, yeah. But we have that. We have that Christian Campbell thing. Christian Campbell, you know, he basically begged the Red Sox to play first base. And when you know in the Red Sox who, you know, they obviously, there's been plenty of stuff that's wrong that they don't respond to. They're responding all over the place. The AI thing, the Christian Campbell thing with Alex Cora. So, yeah. We go. My point is, you go back to that week, it was nutty. It was nutty, right?
Yeah.
It was such a weird week. Because you're coming off five in a row. You sweep the Yankees. Vibes are the highest they've been in probably 2 years.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
And then Rafi gets pulled off a plane. That's a storyline. He gets traded for basically nothing. That's a storyline. And then they're playing him 3 days later. That's a storyline. And then the AI stuff comes out. That's a storyline. Well, it's just like every day
there's
three new
stories. And how about this? Can you imagine if we did that show, this show, like we usually do on Saturdays, last week on Saturday?
It would have been so chaotic, mayhem, jumbled. Like we would have been all over the place.
No, right. But it would have been like, here they go. Here they go. I mean, if we did this show last Saturday, where you're coming off of, you had beaten Seattle 2 out of 3, right? Correct?
Yeah, yep. But they had just, if it's Saturday, then it would have been they just won that game. Giolito pitched well. Roman hit this.
No, no, that's my point. You have the Chapman versus Devers at bat, so you would beat the Giants. Like, that would have been like, here we go. This is how it works.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. The Seattle series already happened. You're
right.
Yeah.
And so you have
we would have been coming the day after
that.
Devers,
you have all. You have the bat of the year, Chapman versus Devers. Wow, what drama! It would have been a great show.
That was the last. That was the last time they won.
Yes. Thank you.
That was it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That Chapman versus Devers nod was the last time they won.
So let's use that, guys, as the example how things. How we do this show all the time, and we know from one Saturday to the next it changes. And it changed. This is the baseball season. But the problem as we sit here, we always try to look at this and say, all right, how could this change? And I think we're all in agreement. This is the toughest thing to envision change, this one. I mean, how they're looking against almost every pitcher that they're facing, for whatever reason, I don't know what the answer is.
It's tough because any answer that's out there is not going to help you today, tomorrow, the day after. It's like the team out there.
No, and by the way, not to interrupt, there's no Roman Anthony coming up. Like this, right?
That's, yeah.
And Christian Campbell isn't – I don't think he's tearing up Worcester to the point where you're like, are you going to call up Christian Campbell? He's solving the problem.
Yeah, take your time.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's just Yoshida's coming, but that's at least a couple weeks away. Bregman's coming, but that's like a month away. The trade deadline, like any – they're not making a trade right now. Breslow basically, he was explicit with you. It's not happening. They can't do it. So those are three things that maybe could happen at some point, but it's not happening now. You're the closest thing that I can get to what could change is, could the guys out there get better? Could, like, because Roman Anthony, yes, he puts together professional at bats. He looks good. The production hasn't been there. Like he's hitting in the 100s. Like, yeah, could those guys get better? It just feels like a stretch because they're just kids.
They are so all in on Roman Anthony.
Yeah.
And I'm not, like, obviously number one prospect in baseball. A lot of people.
He's going to be great.
Yeah, he's going to be great. But you think that Robinson Chirinos, what's his name from Milwaukee?
Jackson Chirinos? Robinson Chirinos?
Yeah, Robinson. You think
I think he's a coach on the Orioles right now.
You think they could use him? They could probably
Robinson
use
Chirinos
him right
gonna
now.
Walk through that door.
Jackson Chirinos, you have him. You think that, you know, Junior Caminero, you think that they would say, hey, okay, go get him. Go get him. You're the guy. Like, not even Tampa would do that.
No.
No, and they didn't.
No, and that's where they're at right now. All right, let's go back to the phone line. Peter in Washington, how you doing, Peter? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Great.
You know, I have a question, and that is, what are the likelihood of Breslow remaining in place? I'm pretty much lost any faith I had in him, just judging by the lack of return on, you know, several of his big trades. And then the other thing is, if they end up going into this trade deadline as a seller, which it looks like they might be, I mean, he's the last guy I would want making those decisions. And I'd be interested in, since you guys are much closer to that situation than I'd be interested in what your opinion is on the ability of Craig Breslow to execute his job.
Peter, before you go, have you ever been to Cheney Stadium in Tacoma?
I have not. Should I make it a...
sure, I don't know. I went there. It was like a humble brag that I went to Tacoma last week because you're from Washington. But, Peter, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I do want to talk. We have to take a quick break. But I do want to talk about sort of what this means for Breslow.
Yeah,
we should. And how you said it before. We said it before. This is a race against time. Because I think that, and he talks about being a buyer, but it's not only because everyone wants him to be a buyer, everyone, they push their chips to the middle of the table to begin this year. It's not only because of that, it's because he also, there is that element, I don't know if there's a way around it. If you are a seller, there is an element that you lost that trade, that you made the wrong decision. And you can say, oh, it's going to work out when we spend the money in the offseason. No, like, there is that element, but I want to talk about that when we come back. 617-779-7937. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. Pat, Gordo, Play Tessie. I'm Rob Bradford. Jacob's going to train.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right now. All right, welcome back, everybody. Baseball Isn't Boring Show. It's been a great ride. Gordo, Pat, Play Tessie, Doug Lane, doing all the technical stuff that gets us on the air. We appreciate Jacob behind the glass doing an awesome job. We've been up here in the Red Sox broadcast booth or the Ford Fenway Clubhouse studios just watching the great game of baseball, watching players warm up for the big game. Fork in the road Saturday, guys.
Always.
Fork in the road Saturday, right?
Correct? What are the options today?
Yep. All right, but fellas, the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales event. Well, speaking of Great Americans, let's go to Wally in Fall River. Hey, Wally, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Raph? Well, the hole's getting deeper and deeper. There's nothing you can do about it. But I'm just going to talk about the offense. We strike out a lot, really. We have poor base running and everything. We can't string together four hits. We can't keep the line going. You got a bunch of Punch and Judy hitters, all utility men in the lineup. You're better off putting the ball girls and the bat boy in the lineup. But, you know, we always forget these other teams are going to be looking for stuff at the trade line, too. Nobody's going to walk up to the Red Sox and say, we're going to give you a good deal. We're going to give you Ronald Acuna for Masataka Yoshida. It ain't going to happen. You want a Ronald Acuna or even a Josh Nader. I don't know what they're going to give off, what they would have to give up for these guys. But as far as I'm concerned, it don't look good. I mean, just get your black suit ready and get ready for the wake of the Red Sox.
I love Wally's
All
calls.
Right, Wally,
Wally
thanks,
is
man.
So creative
thanks,
with these calls.
The call.
He's great.
Get the black suit ready. Get the black suit ready. I mean, what a story will be if you get the chance to throw away the black suit and all of a sudden they go on a tear and we look back. We've seen this happen where the script has been flipped. It's just so hard to look at it. And I want to come back to what we were talking about before the break, which is, you know, Breslow.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, we say this about GMs. You got to be willing to get uncomfortable. He got uncomfortable with the Crochet trade. Okay. You got uncomfortable here. There's no, you might not agree with it, but you got uncomfortable.
Oh, it's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable for everybody.
If anything.
But now, like, you have to, if you are a seller at the deadline, there is no way around it. If you are a seller at the deadline, then this was the wrong move. And maybe it wasn't wrong move ultimately if you did it after the deadline or at the deadline, but it's the wrong move because of the timing of it, because there is no mistake about it that you were in the pennant race. You were a playoff team. You were a team that was playing well.
The best baseball of the year.
Before you made that. And whether you want to say it was because of Devers, whether what you want to say it was just because the construction of the team, whatever it was, you were in it. And if you were the seller, like, there was no thought on that Sunday, on Father's Day, that they would be a seller. None.
No.
None, right?
Nope.
Rob, I just can't get behind the timing. I keep coming back to the timing, and I want to get back to I forget the caller who talked about, do you trust Breslow to do his job? Is Breslow's job in jeopardy? Breslow's not going anywhere.
No, he's not.
No.
He's not. The Red Sox would get made fun of for years now for moving on from GMs after 4 years. He's been here too. This is his team, and the best thing that they can do at this point, just let the guy cook, build the team in his image, and see how it goes, because you really have no other choice. If Breslow goes, like, literally the only vision I could see if they sent Breslow packing would be Alex Cora stepping into that role.
Guys, okay, let's play this forward, really forward, and this isn't a, hey, if this happens, everything's okay. No, I'm just looking at all the way down the road. You get to the off season. You have to sell. You don't come close. Everything falls apart. You have a terrible year. You're right. Breslow isn't going anywhere. What has to happen, and the ownership, I would imagine, would enact this more than ever, is that you have that money. You better. That is going to be a wild off season, right?
It should be.
You have the off season, and I go back to when they made the Nick Punto trade. The Nick Punto, Josh Beckett, Carl Crawford, Adrian Gonzalez trade.
The other most shocking trade.
Right?
They did get back
Alan Webster and Ruby De La Rosa, the next Roger Clemens, according
to James Loney. Don't forget about James Loney now.
But it was that was all about money. Now, how they spent it wasn't, I think, what everybody thought. It was actually smart how they spent it.
Yeah. They won them a World Series.
I mean, everyone wanted that. The free agent then was Josh Hamilton. How would that have worked out? They overpay for Victorino, they overpay for Napoli, they overpay for David Ross, they overpay for Dempster.
Koji Uehara. Savvy.
So Johnny Gomes. All these guys. So you allocate the money, but they spent the money. They spent the money.
Yeah.
We didn't know if they were going to spend the money this offseason.
That's what's different.
This will be no room for interpretation.
Yeah.
Zero. And if there is, then it will go down as an even worse trade than if he didn't make the playoffs this year. Yes?
Yeah.
No, 100%.
All right. Well, we had promised the interview that I did. I thought everyone went to San Francisco, fellas, from Seattle. Everyone went to San Francisco to go to a press conference where everyone gathered around Devers, so he said nothing. What did I do? I went and found Xander Bogaerts, not only to tell him that Allison Cambridge still pine for his presence.
Every chance she gets.
Yes.
But shout out to Allison. Always keep on your narrative.
I thought that this guy would be a pertinent guy to talk to. So I sat down with him for about 7 minutes on the record. Off the record, you'll have to find me and I'll tell you more about it. But on the record, it's about 7 minutes. And I want to play that for you right now. So here is my sit down earlier this week with Xander Bogaerts.
It's good, man. You know, some of them are nice and timely. Being able to help the team, it's nice.
Jose said he's talking to you tonight just about trying to separate results from, like, process. Did you pick up anything from him just talking to him about it?
Sometimes it can be tough, you know, and as I said.
Stop. This is wrong. Says wrong Xander Bogaerts interview. We can this was a different. That was the Xander Bogaerts after his game on Sunday. I had to sit down with him. We'll re-rack that. We'll get it for the last segment. All right. Okay. That was my fault. There's two Xander Bogaerts posts on the Baseballs and Boring feed. But we don't need to hear about Xander Bogaerts after he got a couple hits on Sunday. No, we want to hear him talk about Rafael Devers. So we'll re-rack that. We'll get to Xander Bogaerts after the next break. Okay, fellas?
Works for me.
But all right. So now, here's the thing, guys. We're spinning this forward. It's we got about just over a half hour left in the show till the pregame show. We got a lot off our chest Is there anything before we move on, before we talk about how they fix this, is there any last thing that you want guys wanted to, we'll say, relitigate, because that's the word of the day. You used it, I used it, Pat, say you relitigate.
Relitigate.
Thank you. All right. Is there anything you want to relitigate when it comes to the Rafael Devers? What led up to this point before we say, this is what they have to do now? Anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
If someone offered you $10 million next week, but you have to hold your head underwater for 2 days, would you take it? Hold your head underwater for 2 days. You can't breathe for 2 days. Would you take the $10 million next week?
No.
Yeah, you wouldn't do it.
Right.
That's how I feel about this.
Why?
They said this. That you're going to reap the benefits of this trade down the road, but they're going to die. They're going to die right now.
You should write a book with Joe Kelly. What an analogy.
I'm just saying, hold your head underwater for 2 days for $10 million and rewards down the road.
If you could hold your head underwater for 2 days or have Tom Hanks highlight your book on Instagram today, which would you do?
Well, does holding my head underwater get me $10 million?
No.
Well, even if it did, I'd still probably take the Tom Hanks post.
I'm going to Tom Hanks. I'm not going to say why. Just go to Tom Hanks' Instagram today. That's all I'm saying. Just go to Tom Hanks' Instagram. That's all I'm saying. All right. Pat, any last words before we figure out like how to fix this?
Just start hitting, man. I will say
fixing it. I want to talk. This is your chance, man. Like I haven't seen you in person since this happened. Like we've had 2 weeks. We've had chaos. We've had AI interviews. We've had we've had Rafael Devers saying, "Hey, everybody, I can pick up a glove and look at me. I'm starting a fielding." Like all of this, we've had all of that. Any last words?
Yeah, I understand the premise of a Devers trade, but one thing that we've been harping on, which I still stand by, is the timing made absolutely zero sense. It was like the high point of the season. We were here for the Saturday game against the Yankees. That crowd was all the way in. Everybody was invested. That game was awesome.
Those three games were awesome.
The next day, they finish off a sweep. The vibes are high. Everybody's buying in. They're going to the playoffs, they're buying, blah, blah, blah. I eat dinner on Father's Day.
This, by the way, you could put that sentence in with almost anybody who is telling the story about the Rafael Devers trade. And it was right about dinner time.
I sit on the couch and I get the notification from Robert Murray, Devers to the Giants, and I feel my knees get weak. And I texted Sammy, Gordo, and Joe, who did not believe it at first. And then the sky started falling. The season was over. It was a dark spot. It did. I thought everybody got hacked.
So then, me too. But then you see the return, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then you see the return, and you're thinking, okay, this is it. First of all, like everybody said, this is it.
And I like Kyle Harrison, but like. You traded Rafael Devers.
Yeah. And so we know that a big part of the motivation was to have the money. Okay, fine. What are you going to do with the money? That's this nebulous thing that we don't know, right? But did they like the return? They took this deal because they found the partner that was going to take on the money and give them the best players for a team that's going to take on the money. But did they outthink themselves when it came to these players that they got back? In other words, you know, it's fine. Like it, in the Sale deal, right? Sale, when Sale, they could have traded him to Texas. He was an underperforming guy. Of course, you want to get rid of his contract, right? He wasn't helping you. Devers was helping you. This wasn't just like you have to trade him and get rid of his money. You can make the case that he was earning a big chunk of his money by what he was doing.
I think he was earning he was earning that contract.
Right.
He was one of the best hitters in baseball.
So
that's what you paid him to do.
But my point is that they clearly really, really, really like Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks. Like, we know about the Jordan Hicks history.
Yep. Yep.
Which is like, it was the most mistimed tweet I've ever had in my life, which immediately after I was so anxious to say, tell everybody, hey, they almost signed Jordan Hicks. Like, everyone didn't care. Like, who cares? Yeah. They just traded Rafael Devers.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I'm excited to watch Kyle Harrison.
Super.
I am excited, but at the same time, it's like it's frustrating that an acquisition like that has to be connected with the Devers trade, because it's always just going to be they traded Devers.
Who would you rather have, Kyle Harrison or Quinn Priester?
Kyle Harrison.
Okay, fair. All right, just testing you. Yeah, but Harrison. But they clearly love these guys. But the point is that even though we know the straw that stirs a drink when it comes to success of teams is usually pitching. But in this case, we've said it before. Like, to not have a not even get back, like, a serviceable bat.
James Loney. Come on. I mean, Jason Bay.
I'm a big James Loney fan.
Yeah. Huge James Loney
fan. Come on, out of retirement, James. Help this team.
Who would be the equivalent? Who would be the Giants? If you're GM and you want to do this deal and you want to just get back something from the Giants that would help you as a bat, give me something.
From the Giants?
The Giants are a weird team to ask that question.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, they don't have much.
They're a bunch of, like, faceless, nameless guys, right?
I'm not taking on the Willie Adames contract, I'll tell you that.
Wilmer Flores?
Yeah, maybe the best example.
Yeah. Okay. So
he's been okay. It's like, there's nothing, but that's the thing, is there's nothing you can
get back
for after.
Where would Wilmer Flores be if you were in a power rank the lineup today? Where would he be?
He would be hitting second or third.
Okay.
That doesn't say much, but he would be.
Yeah.
He'd probably be top three hitter on the team right now.
All right, okay. Well, I do want to figure out, we talked about that trade. And if you want to talk about it still, 617-779-7937, everyone's all fired up. But I do want to spin this forward about where you go from here and what you do. Who should you trade for? Like, what should you do? So I want to ask you guys this. If you were the GM, second time I've said this in the last 5 minutes, congratulations. You've been promoted to GM, both of you. I actually think I could be a GM.
Dude.
I've reached that point in my life, I actually think I could. I would delegate like crazy. But I think I could make the tough decisions.
You would get uncomfortable.
No, I would. I would make June trades.
Oh, yeah.
I would absolutely. My point is, like, I would be an innovator when it came to front offices.
June trades.
I would make June trades all over the place, and if it didn't work out, I would trade them again.
Yeah. June trades. Boom. Big old McFarland patch.
Big
old
McFarland.
Like,
everyone would be wearing McFarland. Oh, my goodness. What a time to be alive.
You're dealing, like, baseballs and boring stickers for Ronald Acuna Jr. It's crazy.
I would have
the innovation.
Every time you hit a home run, you round the bases, and when you pass the umpire, you give him a baseballs and boring sticker. Or the catcher to taunt them, if you want.
That's a taunt. Yeah. If the catcher gets but that you sticker, know, you know it's
you know,
going down.
You know who I gave a baseballs and boring sticker to in Anaheim? Bobby Valentine.
Why was Bobby
Did
B
you really?
Anaheim?
Yeah, he was just saying, like I said, if anyone knows this, it's you, Bobby.
Shouldn't he be like the mayor of that town in Connecticut?
No, he was working. He was doing some broadcasts with Anaheim. So
he's broadcasting now. That's
no, he was doing some. He's out there, and yeah. So anyway,
he belongs on TV.
Yeah, yeah. So, but if you're the GM, we'll take a quick break before you guys. I'll let you guys ruminate on this because it's very important that you guys are as good a GM as I am. So I want you to think about if you're the now. Like, we can scream and yell about the Devers thing, about them losing six games in a row. By the way, that's not good. Being three games under 500. There are now three games in the loss column away from Baltimore, last place team. Sorry to point that out to you.
No, wow.
I actually like this Blue Jays team. This Blue Jays team's a good team. They're a good team. This is the thing. And you know what? Cincinnati coming in. Good team. Playing well. So,
Chase Burns throws.
Sorry, it's not going to get any easier. But I want you guys, and if someone wants to call in, maybe you'll be the lucky caller that you get some chance to fix this as well. 617-779-7937. You tell me how you can fix this. All right? You guys get it going. You don't have to have all the answers right now. You're going to have a quick break to figure this out. I'm counting on you. No pressure. We're just counting on you.
I'm going to have it. I'll tell you.
Gordo and Pat play Tessie. I'm Rob Bradford. Jacob behind the glass. Take a quick break. This is the Baseballs and Boring.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Live from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, the broadcast booth overlooking Fenway Park. I'm Rob Bradford, along with Pat and Gordo from Play Testing Podcast. And a reminder, the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales event. Once again, speaking of great Americans, I promised you an interview with Xander Bogaerts. That was my fault before for giving our good friend Jacob the wrong Xander Bogaerts interview. But I am going to give you the right Xander Bogaerts interview. This is my sit-down. This is my sit-down right now that I had with Xander Bogaerts talking. 99% of the conversation is about Rafael Devers. Here you go. Here's Xander Bogaerts.
There's no human being on the planet I'd rather be talking to right now than Xander Bogaerts. What's going on with you?
You know, enjoying life. You know, some tough losses lately. Really good games you've been playing, but can't seem to be on the good side of it these last couple of days.
So I get right to it because we don't have a lot of time. I know that your name has been brought up a lot lately about leadership and the importance that you have been, were in Boston and continue to be in San Diego. I don't know if with the Rafi situation, if you had talked to him at all, looking from afar, or were you just way away from it?
No, I mean, you know, with him, we talk quite often, you know, I mean, we played alongside each other for so long, you know, we are. Hung out with each other at the field, away from the field, you name it. You know, we always had a special relationship, you know, not just on the field, but yeah, we always maintained in contact.
So you knew his frustration.
I mean, I knew a little bit, you know. Not that I saw any of this coming, you know. I mean,
where were you when you found out that he was traded?
We just finished the game in Arizona. Just sat down at my locker, the Sunday game. Sat down at my locker and Bob Nightingale shows me on his phone, Rafael Devers traded. And I was like, huh? And nah. And then he thought it was a joke too. Not a joke, but like a...
Yeah. So someone hacked somebody.
Yeah, or it was Robert.
Yeah, Robert Murray.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And we both looked at it and was like, nah. He was like, are you sure? I'm like, I don't know. So then I hit Devers up and then he was
walking off the plane.
He got back at me right away, and the moment he told me, that's when I knew it was for real, you know? He told me before it kind of like, everyone started, you know?
Oh, he knew that it was coming?
No. He wrote me.
Oh.
So I texted him, hey, is this true? And he replied to me before everyone started, like, you know, because at that point, we still didn't know if it was true or not, you know? But once the source, I mean, the man said.
When he got taken off the plane, I mean, it was like...
You want it? No, you
I was
it.
Not on the plane. Those were the good old days. And the reason I bring up your lead is because a lot of people, fair or not, because of your relationship with Rafi, say, you know, hey, Xander would have been able to be able to communicate and everything. What's your take on that? Or was it just like Rafi's a grown guy and he's going to do it?
Hey, listen, man, he's a grown man, you know, and I saw Pedro, I saw David, you know, I mean, those guys are legends of the game, legends of the Red Sox organization, you know, when I was around, you know, these guys were very helpful to me and to the organization. I mean, they did so much. I saw all their, you know, their input, their take on it. I don't know what I would have done, but he's a grown man, you know, and whenever if he has some tough questions, you know, we talk about it, you know.
So you talked him through some of the stuff?
The early parts of it, you know what I mean? Once the season comes, you know, he got his to deal with, I got mine to deal with, the parties, you know. But I mean, he was going through a tough situation because I also, my second year here, you know, I moved to second, you know, and I ended up doing it, you know. His was a little different because during the season, they also, you know, Casas got hurt and asked him to move to first and stuff.
It was
like
two
that.
Different things, right?
Yeah, it was.
Well, there was the first time, you know, where he's upset because you asked him to DH, but then Casas got hurt and you asked him to play first base. But you're right. I mean, you went through the same thing, including.
Similar. You know, well, I stayed on the field, though.
Well, that's the thing. You play. And Xander, I'm like, you like Rafi, I like Rafi, but the thing is that I don't know if I've ever, you know, you're upset when you have to go switch positions, but still, there's only so much you can do, you know?
Talk about his start, you know what I mean? His start was a little tough, you know, and then he bounced back greatly from that, and I mean, the Rafi that we all know he is, and the one that he's always been, you know, but...
Well, let me ask this. When you, because you went through it, did you give him any advice in that respect?
It was still a little different, you know, because I went to play second, you know. I mean, I stayed on the field. He went from
not being on the field.
On the field to not being on the field at all, you know. So something that I never done, I don't know about it. I know switching position. I stayed on the field, you know, and he didn't. That's a whole different
thing.
That's a whole different, you know. And.
But so when it comes to where the first base thing happens, now this is an opportunity to be on the field. Were you surprised? And I know this is tough because, like, you're...
Oh, man, it's tough, man. I mean, remember, going to third to first, it's a whole different angle of everything. Short and second, it's a different angle, but now he has to be on certain plays for cutoff and relays. And
he has to learn it.
And the balls in between second and first that are tough, do we go for it or he goes to the base, you know? And you know what happened once he started having a couple blunders, you know what I mean? It can be tough, you know? And then I don't know the adequate time for you to learn the position. I have no idea. I had spring training. And
but he went to
that.
The Giants and started learning.
I mean... Yeah, but we don't. He's doing it, but we don't know when he's going to be able to be on the field.
The last thing is just because you like him and you like Cora and you like the organization. For you, it must have been a hard thing to watch from a distance, right?
Yeah, I mean, hey, I know them. You know, I know them because I've been around them for a long time. You know, so I know them, and I was surprised how it all unfolded and. But life continues and baseball continues, and I mean, they made what decision they wanted to make, and he's over there, now they're over there, and hopefully they're both happy, you know. But it was tough to see for sure.
Life continues, fellas. Baseball does continue.
Hopefully they're both happy.
What's your takeaway?
Do you think the Red Sox are happy?
Takeaway?
Hopefully they're both happy.
Well, that's it.
Xander very careful. He was very careful with you.
Very careful.
But. In the end, he hopes that both sides are happy, and the Red Sox. I hope they're happy.
Yeah, I mean, we forget sometimes how close those guys were, and you know, I asked him about would things have changed. I mean, absolutely, would it change? This is
if what
if Xander was here?
Oh,
this let's make no mistake about it. Like the Red Sox secret weapon. When it comes to the Rafael Devers thing, would have been Xander Bogaerts.
Easily.
Oh, it wasn't easily. Cora. Yeah. It wasn't Breslow.
It wasn't Poppy. It wasn't
Pedro. It definitely was not Ortiz. Poppy. but think about it. Like they tried, you know, whether it was good cop, bad cop with Cora, which I think was a little bit overblown. You know, Ortiz, I don't think he was anywhere. He was never close to as Devers as everyone thought, and that bore out and – As Gordo, you must have had the most liked tweet of all time with Ortiz showing
that
the phone.
That was crazy.
Showing the phone of the non-return tax.
That is wild.
But Bogaerts would have been the guy. Like, he would have been the guy. And I think, again, we forget how close they were. Remember, guys, after that last game in Xander's last year where they went up to the suite. And Devers and Bogaerts hung out on John Henry's couch. Oh, they're going to sign. They're going to sign.
They're both coming back.
They're both coming back. And look at they're eating the pineapple up in the suite, the cookies, the pizza. It's awesome. Isn't it awesome to be awesome? And, yeah.
Everything is awesome.
But they went up there together. As you just heard from Xander, they texted all the time. They called all the time. I don't think I'm telling tales out of school where I was like, after I talked to him on Sunday, he was talking about how on Saturday night in the middle of the game, he was texting him and Devers called back like late that night, said, sorry, I didn't get back. I was hanging with some of the Red Sox players because people understand like they were staying at the same hotel, the Red Sox and Devers. So in San Francisco. Yeah, it's easy.
That's wild.
All right. So I allowed you guys to fix this mess. Gordo and Pat at Play Tessie. Who wants to go first?
You can go first, Gordo.
You want me to take it?
All right, Gordo, all right. GM Gordo. You haven't ascended to President of Baseball Operations, Gordo, just GM Gordo. What do you got?
So, are you my PBO? Is this like I'm trying to pitch to
yeah,
you?
Yeah, like I said, I'm great at delegating. I'm like I'm more of a Billy Beane, Theo Epstein kind of executive. I'm sort of like going to swoop in.
You'll take the credit.
I'll take the credit.
You may not listen. If you do listen and it works, you'll take the credit.
Maybe.
Yeah,
but
that's
go
okay.
ahead. Go ahead.
It's okay. I'm here to assist.
All right.
If you want this fixed. The first order of business is not even something that you have control over. It starts with the big three.
Okay.
Because it feels right now
Who are the big three?
Roman, Marcelo, and Campbell.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not saying call Campbell up right now.
I was legitimately racking my brain. Like, do they have a big three? Walker Buehler, Connor Long.
It starts with Long. Let's go.
All right, okay.
Genuinely, when you watch this team every night, it feels like they're like five bats away. But three of those bats are the big three.
Okay.
One of those bats is Alex Bregman, and one of those bats you have to go out and get. If you're going to ask me, what bat am I going to go out and get? I'm going to go out and get someone who is locked up, making money. It's going to dilute the return that some other team needs to get back. If you're getting a guy who's making $20 or so million a year, and to me, that guy's Matt Olson. That's who I would bring in to this team. A first baseman. We talk about Tristan Casas and the road he has back. To me, I think even as a huge Tristan Casas guy, someone who has always believed in him, I think next year you'd be, it would be tough to rely on him to play full-time first base next year.
You get Matt Olson, number one, it's going to cost you a crap load, right?
Is it though?
Well, how much? Yeah. How many years he signed? He signed one of those Anthopoulos extensions.
Yes, but not. It's not like the Albies Anthopoulos extension. But like he's making $22 million a year to be a first baseman.
There's years attached. That's what I'm saying.
Three and a half to
go. But listen, I'm playing this out. I'm listening. You're coming to my office. I'm listening. All right, fine. But you're going to have to give up a crap load for it. And also, Tristan Casas, welcome to your world as DH. Like, that. There's no room for interpretation.
Yeah.
When you come back, you have to be a DH.
Fine. Yeah. And I think that's fine. Just
all right.
I mean,
so, Matt Olson. But still... Like
you are relying on a lot of stuff to play out on the field.
Is the Gordo Matt Olson trade happening today, or is it happening a month from now?
Well, it just that's
because
just
if
the
it's
issue.
A month from now,
it takes two to tango.
Because you're fired.
Rob, the issue is you may not be able to solve this today with moves because again, it's like it takes two to tango. You have to have
you're
a
at least
team
making the call.
Oh my! I'm making calls all over the place.
Okay, all right.
I would be acting with extreme urgency while understanding that, teams don't generally trade you guys in June.
Before Pat goes, okay, let me give you the fly in the ointment when it comes to this.
What does that mean?
Never heard fly in the ointment? You've heard of fly.
I've heard of fly in the ointment.
Yeah.
Man, what is fly in the ointment?
Movies, you don't know anything. I can't believe you even knew who Tom Hanks was.
We blew his mind the other day when we explained what thick and thin meant. Like, through thick and thin.
Okay, but that makes no sense. Like, what is the thick and
thin? All right, I don't want to relitigate thick and thin. All right?
Let's relitigate,
Fly in the ointment is you can't do the deal now. You need to do the deal now. The reason you can't do a deal now is because Alex Anthopoulos, even though the Braves are taking on water, we saw what the Braves did a couple years ago.
He's not going to sell right now.
Oh, my goodness. Like, he did the ultimately, like, heel turn. Like, it was like he bought when nobody thought they were going to buy, and then next thing you know, he's winning the World Series. Why can't it happen again, even with broken ribs for Chris Sale?
And that's why he's not trading away his best players in June.
Right.
Even, what are they, 7.5 out of a wild card
spot. All
right,
Pat, what do you got?
So I don't think there's any resolution to salvage this season that you can do right now. I think right now it's you go right to the rental market, whether it be a nailer. One guy that I am like, I know the lineup's the issue.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.